Right, it's getting on for 4:15. We've had nice sunny weather here all afternoon in Salt Hill, but the snow briefly began to fall there just as the final whistle was sounding. And as it did, it sounded on a scoreline of Galway 1-13, Mayo 11 points. And you really, you'd have to say that doesn't flatter Galway in the slightest. They won by five. They were at least as good as that and more. And we were kind of worse than awful, you'd have to say. First match this year against Monaghan, we were half decent. Last week against Kerry, we were competitive, nothing else. Today we're just completely off the pace, and it looks like we're going backwards at a rate of knots. And once again, we're into a survival battle in Division One, because you know we have 2 points from six. Sure as eggs is eggs, after next Saturday night, we'll have 2 points from eight, and then we're down to the last our usual thing of having to win at least two out of the last three games to stay up. The issue I think I'd have today is that I don't think I've seen us look as disjointed in a match like this for a long time. I mean, I know we got thumped by Dublin at around the same time in the league campaign last year, but we were clueless today, absolutely clueless. There was some incredible stat that Rob was saying at half time, that we had something like over 100 hand passes in the first half, and Galway had about 30 or so. And that was it. It was just lateral, this back and over, back and over, back and over. We were slow as Christmas coming up the field. Like, just, it took us forever to get into the danger zone. And then, of course, we couldn't get a telling ball in, because like Galway had been in there with their feet up in the team aid for 5 minutes before the ball came in. Surprise, surprise, we got very little change from attacks like that. Galway, in contrast, were just much smarter, much quicker. Now, they weren't without their problems. Shane Walsh had blistering pace, but virtually no in product. And we got to midway through the first half, running about, I think it was a point down, and fortunate enough to be that close. But, you know, we had survived, if you like, Galway's brighter opening, and then all of a sudden it changed. Barry McHugh took off, lashed in a fantastic goal, and really our goose was cooked really from that stage on, because then they followed that up with a free to go five up. And even though we did get them back to two at half time, once they got away again and increased the gap to five again after in the second half, there's no way back from there. And it got all really incredibly stupid towards the end. There was about three or four set twos, and I suppose, you know, when I was saying before the game we needed to stand up today, I guess that was to some degree a manifestation of it, so I can't bemoan it too much. But you know, if you're 6 points down, getting drawn into you know, handbags at dawn isn't really the cleverest thing to do. Paul Conroy, not for the first time against Mayo, walked after, I think, the second schmozzle. I think it was yellow cards all around after the first one. He walked after the second one, and then there was a subsequent incident where I think Killian O'Connor got a straight red. And that was coming, guys. That was really was coming, because he was cranky and bad-tempered all day. And he has been for you know, much of the year since he's reappeared. So that was coming, and if that was straight red, that's clearly him out of the Dublin game on Saturday night. It's not good news, I'm afraid. We've been here before, you know, we've survived these relegation battles before. We kind of would want to up it, and up it by not by 5% or 10%. We'd want to be upping our effort and our delivery by, you know, something close to 100% if we're going to continue in Division One for another year. So that's it. Galway will be delighted, clearly. They've beaten us again. So I think this is at least four in a row now. Certainly in terms of significant matches, it's three in a row. It's two championship wins and now a league win as well. And certainly they've got a pep in their step. They're safe in Division One. They could push on for a final. They'll have one and possibly two meetings with Dublin before they meet, and Kerry as well, before we see them in May. They're going to be in flying form in May, but we can see that now already. The question for us is where are we going to be then? And I guess let's pause and leave it at that and ponder that very, very fundamental question. Okay, that's it. Over and out.